This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
We're awaiting the appearance in court by Nicolas Maduro here in Lower Manhattan after he was captured by the U.S. military in Venezuela over the weekend and brought to the U.S. to face drug trafficking charges. Maduro is expected to be arraigned at 12 noon in federal court in what could be a very short court appearance. Our Juliet Papa is in the courtroom for the proceedings. She'll bring us the latest as it happens. Outside the courthouse, protesters are rallying both for and against President Trump's arrest of Maduro. Our Mary Lynn Buckley is in Lower Manhattan. She joins us now live.
Linda, these aren't just dueling protests, but they are very heated, separate protests that are happening alongside each other just across the street from federal court where President Maduro is being held. And what we're seeing right now is that there's a lot of people standing on one side holding Venezuelan flags, waving them back and forth, waving President Trump flags back and forth. And on the other side, the complete opposite. People standing with signs that say free President Maduro, U.S. hands off Venezuela. And a lot of people here have very different drastic opinions, some calling for Maduro to remain in jail for the rest of his life. And the others say he shouldn't be here in New York City in the first place. So very, contradicting opinions, but also very heated. And all of this breaking out just feet away from federal court where Maduro is being held. And there is just a very tense and also high level of security here that is trying their best to keep these protesters as peaceful and as calm as possible. But things are definitely heating up. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside of federal court.
And of course, keep it locked right here on 1010 Winds. We will bring you the latest on those court proceedings as they happen. In the Bronx, three people, including two firefighters, were injured after a five-alarm fire ripped through a deli and the apartments above it. Our Glenn Shuck has the details.
Heavy fire in this deli is spreading to apartments at Findlay Avenue in Claremont this morning. The five-alarmer, 250 first responders involved. But one of the issues, three hydrants blocked by vehicles. Chief of Department John Esposito.
Our operation is delayed. We had a little bit of an icing condition with the water. But the biggest issue we want to talk about is the parking on the fire hydrants. Our firefighters are very good, but it does delay us, does slow things down a little bit. And those cars that were parked on hydrants are being ticketed and towed this morning.
Esposito's message, blocking the hydrant, dangerous, illegal. Just don't do it. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A man is now under arrest for a deadly hit-and-run in Brooklyn. 70-year-old Anselm Okeke has been charged with leaving the scene of a fatal accident after a pedestrian was killed in East New York. Cops say 68-year-old Elvin Sanchez was crossing Linden Boulevard just before 1 a.m. on Thursday morning when he was struck by the car. Medics rushed Sanchez to Brookdale University Hospital, but he did not survive. Okeke was arraigned in Brooklyn on Friday and released without bail until his next court appearance in April. Later this year, we'll be marking the 25th anniversary of 9/11. It's also been 20 years since NYPD detective James Zadroga died from illnesses linked to his toxic exposure from Ground Zero on 9/11. Mr. Zadroga's death helped shape the nation's financial and medical care for 9/11 first responders, including the creation of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund and the Zadroga Health and Compensation Act. Michael Barish, founding attorney of law firm Barish & McGarry, worked with Zadroga.
Now the 9/11 community gets free health care for 9/11 illnesses, compensation if they get sick or die. I mean, I can't think of more befitting bill to have affixed to this, his name, to this bill, which really provides so much good.
Barish says Zadroga was a hero and that his memory needs to be preserved. This morning, a car slammed into the side of a high school in Elizabeth, New Jersey, just as students were returning from winter break. This happened around 8:30 a.m. at Elizabeth High School. Cops say one student suffered a minor leg injury and was taken to the hospital just as a precaution. The driver also had minor injuries. For now, the cause of that crash remains under investigation. For years, a Long Island mother was told she couldn't get the transplant that could save her life. Well, now that's all changing. Our Sophia Hall with the story.
Mother of five, Anna Marie Patterson, struggles every day. She needs oxygen to breathe, and until now, she has not been eligible to have a life-saving double lung transplant because she lives in a shelter on Long Island. Thanks to generous donors, she raised $30,000 to rent a house, which will allow her to no longer be denied the surgery. The 40-year-old says she developed lung problems after she was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, a 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Governor Hochul proposing new ways to protect kids online. Hochul says it should be the default setting for online platforms to prohibit viewing, messaging, or tagging minors online. She's proposing a bill that would require parental approval to override the settings on strangers interacting with minors. They would also limit minors' interactions with AI chatbots. This proposal coming after numerous reports of children being exploited on platforms like Roblox and Discord. If the legislation passes, it would be some of the strictest in the nation. It's been exactly 1 year since the congestion pricing toll readers were turned on in the city. Drivers entering Manhattan south of 60th Street are now charged $9. So have those congestion pricing tolls been a success? Catherine Wild of the Partnership for New York City says yes.
It has reduced significantly the volume of vehicles coming into the Central Business District. People are getting to work faster. They're doing their business more efficiently. Costs in terms of overtime and delays and fuel costs are down.
Numbers from the MTA show that the number of vehicles entering the zone is down 11%, and the total number of crashes and traffic injuries in the zone are also down. Critics, though, say it causes concern about rising costs for New Yorkers when the cost of living is already so high, and they raise concerns about safety in the subway system. The MTA says that so far, 18 projects have been enabled by the revenue that's been generated from congestion pricing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.